don't even have a key yet.
That's Don Ernst, the director of the children's library. He leads me into a large unfinished space.
This space, this 5,000 square foot space here, it takes a lot of different forms and shapes, right? But certainly a lot of active learning that could be from boat building to a recording space, robotics. The idea is, I think, is to help kids make the connection between using their hands and the learning that's connected upstairs.
We're standing in a maker space. What that means exactly will be determined by children visiting the library. Ernst explains how they decided how to structure it.
We start from the beginning. The first thing we did, we hosted an all-day session with 199 kids, ages 11 through 19, and we put them in intergenerational teams.
The focus group of children helped guide and shape the design of the library. Ernst says they came up with three things they wanted to include.
First was, we want a place that's filled with light and color and is safe. The second thing they said is they wanted a place to move and to dance and to perform, and thus the theater, and we'll see that in a minute. The third thing they said that was pretty poignant, which was we want a place to eat. And we extrapolated from that, not just a place to eat, but a place to cook.
The kitchen is colorful and open, easily able to accommodate large groups of children. Ernst says kids will learn about nutrition here, something many in Arkansas don't know enough about, using vegetables and fruits they will grow on the surrounding 6 acres of land. We leave the kitchen, stepping on color-changing tiles.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going down the hallway into the theater space, part of our backstage space, storage space for costumes, set designs, whatever. So this is backstage.
The theater can seat up to 165 people comfortably. The library will host traveling shows, but will also offer drama and theater workshops for children of all ages. The learning isn't restrained inside the library walls, as with most traditional educational spaces.
All right.
Other door. Thank you.
Outside, walkways and pathways have been incorporated into the design. The various ecoregions of Arkansas are represented in different quadrants, with simulated wetlands in one area and deciduous trees in another. Ernst walks me over to yet another learning space, the greenhouse.
One of the things that we want to do is to try to create a lot of spaces for kids to learn in a way that isn't always controlled and directed by adults.
The projects in the greenhouse will have the potential to be student-run, with kids taking the lead on what they want to grow and learn about.
The real potential and value of this place is for kids to explore and to learn on their own and to see that learning can be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the other opportunity we have is to connect that kind of learning with kids learning to read and love to read.
We walk back into the library and into the most obvious learning space of all, a room filled with books. Rows and rows of shelves are piled high with colorful books for all ages, from babies and toddlers all the way up to young adults. Reading areas with small chairs and desks, as well as laptops and iPad stations, surround the books. Don Ernst describes what he is envisioning while sitting on a child-sized beanbag chair, leaning up against a brightly painted wall.
So I hope that what we do is to help foster a lot of kids' imagination, to build a great foundation for reading, which creates the, you know, is really a foundation for every subsequent form of learning. But the other thing is, I hope they know that this is a place where they can come and relax and feel unhurried and welcome and safe and help find their own future.
The library hopes to serve not only children, but entire families as well. The programs and services provided will continue to develop as the Children's Library and Learning Initiative grow and expand after this weekend's grand opening. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.